Good morning, fellow hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Okay, we are now on 2 hours away from the beginning of the hockey qualifying rounds. Remember, this is the playoff edition, so we're going to get into a lot of things. This morning, I want to make this more of a qualifying edition. We're going to kind of go over each of the games that are about to happen today. And hopefully, be able to give a quick rundown of all the games and who's playing and the weaknesses, the strengths. And at the end of this little podcast, hopefully people that are watching hockey today will be actually engaged a little more. Look, I know Dallas doesn't play till the third because they're in the round robin. But these are all games that could possibly make matchups for us. The first one is the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers. So that won't affect Dallas for the first go-around because they're in the Eastern Conference. And they'll have to go through the gauntlet there to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. So we would not meet any Eastern Conference teams until that time. So here's the rundown. Carolina seems to be the team that most people are favoring. We already talked about this in the podcast that we talked about. Remember, that was the how confident are you that this series is going to win versus you're not. Once again, I still think New York wins the game series in 5 games just because the record against Carolina has not been so good. There's a lot of firepower there. I mean, I think that the Hurricanes have a great defense. Mrazek's a great goaltender. But the problem, once again, is who's going to be goaltending for New York? They were talking about their young kid. They put in Hedrick Lundqvist in the exhibition the other night. They lost that game, but I think it was more about they were just trying to figure out what they wanted. You know, it's going to be a very interesting series. So that starts at 11 Central Time today. I think the defense for the Hurricanes come into play really well. But once again, I think the power play that the New York Rangers has is a lot better. And for them to actually win this series, the defense from the Hurricanes has to be very, very, very disciplined. You got to stay out of the box. That's just a quick rundown on that. I don't know much more to say about it. I mean, we'll talk about these later when the games are over. And then we'll do, you know, a post-game on each of the games as we get into them. Okay, the next game at 2 o'clock today is the Blackhawks and Edmonton Oilers. Once again, people are, you know, they're into the sizzle and the glam of the Edmonton Oilers. They're fast. They got, you know, great scores. Yes. But now I did find out for sure that Corey Crawford is actually goaltending today. And that's a huge difference. But I still lean to veteran leadership, Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, Seabrook. DeBrincat is one of their young guys, and guess what? He's a very good scorer. He's very quick. Look, I know everyone wants to lean to Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. Yes, there's one really good line for the Edmonton Oilers. But can that line support the whole game? Because you got to make sure you have a lot of supporting cast. You know, maybe this first game, Edmonton comes out and wins the game. But I'm still leaning to Chicago in a 5-game series because I believe experience is what's going to come out and play here. Okay, and going on, we'll talk some more in a minute. I just have to get everything lined up real quick. Okay, so here we go. Like I said, there's quite a few games today, and this is what we're doing. So the next game is going to be the Florida Panthers and the New York Islanders. Now, once again, we talked about this last time. I still think in the end of the series, the Panthers will win this because Joan Quenneville is a masterful coach, but so is Barry Trotz. But once again, Quenneville has a lot more experience in the playoffs. I will say this though, there's a kid by the name Devon Taves that happens to be Jonathan Taves' little brother that actually is very fast on that New York Islanders team. Clutterbuck is good too. But at the end of the day, I just think that it's going to be more of a coaching game. Who brings their pieces of the puzzle out to make this the ultimate chess match? So that series to me is going to be very intriguing in that regard. Now, the 7 o'clock game today is going to be the Penguins and the Canadiens. Now, here's the thing. Carey Price is a brilliant goaltender. Matt Murray is a great goaltender. But once again, Pittsburgh has had a long-standing run of being in the playoffs. Montreal has not been in there in years, so I still think the Canadiens lose the series. But you know what? They could give the Penguins a few games. Now, the last game tonight, it's going to be the late one, is the Jets in Calgary. Everyone wants to get on the Jets bandwagon. But once again, I've said this before, the Jets play well during the season. They don't play well in the postseason. I just think Calgary has a better defense. I mean, Tkachuk is a great defenseman. Jonathan Gaudreau. And the thing that did happen last year, and they made a valid comment about this, and I have to be careful that I don't, forget this as well, is that they have to be in sync. And the thing is, both these teams haven't shown that they're in sync yet. But I just think defensively, a stronger effort, Calgary will win the series. Patrick Laine is good. Hollebeck's a great goaltender. But at the end of the day, that's really what I think happens. And I'm sticking to my guns on these predictions. It's going to be a very tightly contested game. I don't know who can score. I mean, Patrick Laine is good. Jonathan Gaudreau is good. But one thing I know about these two teams, they're very good defensive hockey teams. So those are the rundown of all like seven games that are played today. And I will be watching all of them. Now, I'm not sure if tonight you'll get your post game. You might get it tomorrow because by the time these are over, it'll be probably close to 11 o'clock. And I'll have to think this through a little bit to be more objective in my post-game analysis. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great day of hockey, and my hope is that more people start watching the game. My job when I started this podcast was to give knowledge to those that may not watch hockey and maybe give more excitement to the idea that this is a wonderful sport. I always like to say more like an ambassador of the game, someone that can teach. As this goes on, it's going to be great. We have a lot of hockey. Remember, there's like 20 something teams involved in this. These are just the qualifiers. The round robins are mixed in there too. Tomorrow It's Philly and Boston for the first round robin of the East. I still think Boston can win that game because they just have such much firepower. And it's just one game and there's just too many weapons in that game. But we'll get to that as well. Anyway, enjoy your day. Enjoy a great day of hockey. And this is Jeff with the playoff edition of the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Thank you and have a wonderful day.